They've gone a little pirate crazy in the coastal towns of Beaufort and Morehead City, North Carolina. This week, the towns are holding their annual North Carolina Blackbeard Festival with a special focus on Ned Teach, known to friends and foes as Blackbeard. Ben Cherry will be the only official Blackbeard at the festival. Mr. Cherry has spent 16 years impersonating the famous pirate. He joins us on the line from Plymouth, North Carolina. Ahoy, sir.
Morning to you, sir. Good day to you. I hope you're doing well.
Now, actually, we need you to talk as Mr. Cherry for a while, I think, here. Although that's very good. You're very convincing, Blackbeard. Where did Blackbeard actually come from, and how did he end up in North Carolina?
Most historians say he was born in Bristol, England. Some say he was born in Jamaica. Some say he was born in Accomack, Virginia. Some say he was born in Pennsylvania. A friend of mine over at the Maritime Museum in Beaufort swears that he was born in London, none of those places. So it's quite uncertain exactly where Blackbeard was born.
And he began his life as a privateer. He was actually licensed, right, by the British Crown?
Yes.
And then he became a freelancer, right?
In those days, we were at war with Spain. When the war was over, most of the pirates knew no other way of making a living, so they continued to do what they had been doing, only instead of being legal, it was a crime, and it was punishable by death.
And he was pretty successful at it.
Quite successful, and it was because of this horrendous image that he had created.
He did some fearsome things.
Absolutely. He chose, first of all, to wear a beard, then draw attention to it with red ribbons most of the time. And before battle, he would put slow match. These were special fuses that were used to light the cannons. He placed them in his beard, braided and twisted, and before battle, he'd light them. They gave of him an image that was awesome and frightening.
How does one become a pirate impersonator?
Well, I was involved with an outdoor drama called Blackbeard Night, and the show was to run 1 year. Well, it ran 10 years, and after it closed, I decided what a colorful character to use and share with students throughout North Carolina. As it's turned out, I visited schools in the North and the Atlantic seaboard, Florida, Texas, Louisiana, and the Caribbean, the Cayman Islands as well.
Is it your full-time job?
Absolutely. The only job I get paid for doing is portraying Blackbeard the Pirate.
Mm. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Cherry.
Well, sir, it's been my pleasure, and do, whenever you get a chance, you folks come visit us down here in Pirate Country. Now, won't you do that?
Ben Blackbeard Cherry joining us from his home in Plymouth, North Carolina.